It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
When Lori Major told me about her grandmother's peach cobbler, I just had to give it a try. Mrs. Moeller from Monon, Indiana, made it with 3 layers of crust.
My grandmother was pretty well known for her pie crust. It was the best pie crust in town, I'm sure. And so the peach cobbler was my favorite because it gives me 3 layers of my grandmother's famous flaky crust.
The trick to keeping the various layers flaky and crispy?
When you make a cobbler with a 3rd layer, you want to par-bake that bottom crust for about 10 minutes so it doesn't get soggy while it's baking.
The perfect filling needs to be cooked prior to assembling the cobbler.
I like to cook the peaches for a few minutes to kind of soften them up a little bit and to let all of the spices blend in with them. And also, it allows you to add in a little bit of flour, and I think that helps thicken up the pie filling.
Lori's secret addition to her grandmother's recipe?
I like to add a couple of tablespoons of bourbon to add depth to the flavor. I think it really works well with the cinnamon and nutmeg.
Last but not least?
And to finish it off, I like to brush the crust with some beaten egg and sprinkle it with cinnamon and sugar.
This simple step really makes a difference. With peaches in season, this is the perfect time to make a peach cobbler. But don't forget, this dish can be made year-round with frozen peaches.
My grandmother always had a cobbler or a pie on the counter, if not both.
I think I need to start that tradition in my home. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.